Hi, this is Mela, and you're listening to Love Mela the Podcast Year 2. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Love Mela. And for tonight, what do we talk about? We're gonna talk about being toxic. Let's go! When can you say na a person is toxic? Ako, madedefine ko yun, like, kapag yung tao, pag nakikita ko siya, parang I feel sick agad. Hindi naman yung sobrang you feel sick, like, to your bones. Pero, you just feel na that, when you see that person sa isang araw, parang feeling mo madadama yung araw mo. Parang feeling mo yung energy mo, mahahawahan ng energy niya na pag magkukwento siya about something na hindi maganda nangyari sa kanya, parang feeling mo madadala ka nung energy na yon. Parang feeling mo pagkasama mo sila, hindi ka pwede maging masaya. Alam mo yun, kasi pag magkukwento sila ng something sad, medyo toxic trait ko rin yun. Kasi minsan pag nagkikita kami ng friends ko, pag magkakamustahan, syempre hindi naman ako ganun kasaya palagi. So pag magkukwentuhan, sad yung makukwento ko minsan, and feeling ko natotoxican sila, and I'm really sorry for that. If ever man na I made you feel like that, I'm sorry. Pero that's just really my life. That's how I deal with life. I'm so sorry. And if sorry if yung dating sa inyo is parang nahahawa kayo na bad vibes na rin tuloy, I'm sorry. Pero ayun nga, parang kapag nagkukwento sila, parang magkukwento ka ng something masaya, parang magigilty kasi ikaw masaya tapos siya may pinagdadaanan. So parang isipin mo hindi mo nalang ikukwento, parang ganon. And ang ano nun, ang pangit nun, kasi parang hindi ka na nga nakakatulong i-uplift yung vibe, itutuloy mo pa. Parang minsan kasi yung iba tuloy-tuloy magkwento ng something bad happening to them, and hindi nila naiisip yung other person. And which is, I'm not saying totally the fault of the person na is sad kaya siya nagkukwento ng ganun. Pero, alam mo yun, kasi sometimes, kaya ako, lalo rin ako sa sarili ko, tinatago ko lang minsan yung mga problema ko kasi I don't wanna burden anyone, and I don't want na mahawa sila sa bad vibes, and na naisip ko na hindi lahat ng problema ko kailangan nilang problemahin just because kinuwento ko sa kanila. And hindi rin lahat ng kinakwentong problema sa akin dapat pinoproblema ko. Yun yung naging problem ko nung tinry kong maging open to anyone na I wanna be there for everyone. And pag nagkukwento sila ng something, sana I'm gonna give advice, ganyan-ganyan, what I think about the happening, and mag-advise din if dapat bang ituloy or dapat nang i-stop. Pero naisip ko, do I really have to give solutions to something that isn't even my problem? Parang, I'm not saying na don't listen to your friends when they're ranting, pero just choose the friends and the energy that you want inside you. Inside you, you want in you. Hindi mo kailangan na magpaka-martyr na porket they've known you as someone who would listen and someone who would never say no to them. Na dapat ganun ka na. I mean, dapat isipin mo rin yung sarili mo, and don't be too hard on yourself na hindi porket ganun ka na nga ng matagal na dapat andito ako for them, dapat hindi nila makita na ayoko sa kanila. Piliin mo rin yung sarili mo minsan, ha? Choose what would give you inner peace. If not listening to their rant would give you peace, so be it. Tell them na I can't right now. I can't listen to anyone's trauma right now because I'm traumatized myself. Kumbaga, parang ganun. So, yeah, ang definition ko ng toxic is yun. If yung parang feeling ko lahat ng problema ng tao na yun is kailangan ko rin problemahin kasi sinabi niya sa akin. And if being around the person doesn't feel right anymore, you just feel it eh. Energy never lies, as in. Parang mafe-feel mo if someone is not, basta mafe-feel mo yun sa sarili mo if the person is toxic or not. Hindi siya totally na de-define. Like, kailangan mo siyang ma-experience bago mo ma-conclude, kumbaga. Ito naman, in general lang yung kanina, pero ito naman, toxic relationship. Oh my God. Kasi, ako, huling relationship ko matagal na, so hindi ko totally masabi kung ano yung mga latest toxic traits. Latest toxic traits? May ganun pa. Pero, to aminin ko talaga, sobrang toxic ko dati na girlfriend. Sobra. Like, yung mga makikita nyo sa TikTok na, mamahalin mo pa ba ako if naging ganito ako? Ako yun. Girl, ako yun. Kaya ngayon natatawa talaga ako sa mga ganong entry kasi sabi ko, oh my God. Yung ano ni Har, oh my God, kadire. I'll never do that again. Totoo, I'll never do that again. Parang sabi ko, may nagkagusto sa gantong babae. May nagkagusto sa akin nung ganito ako. Oh my God, cringe. Love is blind talaga, no? Sobrang grabe talaga. As in, yung kailangan, alam ko yung password niya. Yung kailangan, alam ko kung nasan siya every minute of every day. Yung kailangan magkausap kami kasi if hindi, hindi na niya ako mahal. As in, ganun talaga, be. Pero, come to think of it, parang at some point in our lives, parang really had to go through that, yung parang chummy-chummy phase. Kasi parang, parang ang boring na life if hindi mo naranasan yung maging toxic na, nung bata ka at least, hindi yung ngayon na matured ka na. Nung bata ka at least, maging toxic na, na girlfriend sa relationship na, gusto mo gantong oras uuwi siya, gusto mo ganyan, gusto mo, yung gusto mo ikaw masusunod sa relationship, parang kailangan mo siyang pagdaanan kasi, ewan ko, sobrang madami kang matututunan doon. As in, parang marirealize mo na, oh my God, parang ang fun nga ng kabataan ko kasi na-experience ko siya. May naisip ko lang, parang if hindi ko siya na ano, edi hindi ako nakarelate sa mga TikTok entries. Wow! Pero hindi, totoo, sa TikTok, sobrang daming entries na high school love na ito yung ginagawa nila. And ang amazing how the experience is very universal, like, yung may magsasabi ng something specific na example, nung foundation day or fair nyo, nagpa-dedicate ka ng song sa crush mo, tas ang kanta is anong title ng tonight will be the night that I will fall for you. Fall for you ba yun? Basta yan, yung pinadedicate mo sa kanya, fall for you. Tapos, ang dami nagko-comment na same kasi sobrang, oh my God, sobrang specific pero sobrang makaka-relate ka. Kasi, ang saya mag-high school talaga dito sa Pilipinas. As in, parang, kaya nga patok na patok yung mga content ni Esnir eh. Kaya nga ngayon, diba, ang dami niya ng projects. Part siya ng He's Into Her, part siya ng, nung movie ng Don Bell, yung Love is Colorblind. So, wala, ang fun. Ang fun talaga. Tas, ang nostalgic. Kasi, parang, alam mo sa sarili mo na, hanggang dun na lang tayo. Parang, hindi na natin mababalikan yun. Parang, hanggang throwback na lang talaga. And, it's very appeasing na may gumagawa ng ganong content kasi parang nakakabalik ka sa childhood mo, ganon. Parang yung kahit you're not getting any younger anymore, parang you still feel young at heart. Kasi naalala mo yung mga pinagagawa mo dati and how you'd badly wanna go back. Alam mo yun? Ah, I love high school. I miss high school. But yeah, like what I said, you can miss something and not want it back. Yeah, it's not bad to miss something talaga. I really miss high school, like, and the things we do, like, yung jamming sa, sa corridor, yung jamming sa classroom, to magbalik, and ang dami pa talaga, like, yung mga memories kapag, pag sports fest, or intrams sa iba, ganyan. Wala, sobrang fun talaga. Yan, isa pa yan sa high school, sobrang daming toxic mong makikilala dyan, na malalaman mo lang na toxic sila pag college na kayo. Like, malalaman mo lang na pinaplastic ka lang pala nito nung high school kayo, ganyan. Parang, oh my God, malalaman mo na lang na, nung time pa na to, ito yung inisip ni ganto of you. Tas magagalit ka kasi parang isipin mo, I treated her as a friend pero pinaplastic niya lang pala ako. Pero ma-realize mo, they're not worth your time kasi matatanda na kayo, ganyan. Hindi na kayo parang sobrang, hindi na kayo yung mga tao na dapat pang nag-get into some kind of petty fights, you know. Though, ang saya maging petty minsan talaga. Yun. Yung isa parang toxic trait ko rin, petty ako. As in, sobrang petty ko. Like, when it comes to gatekeeping also, I'm so sorry, but I just wanna be that kind of person na shows my interests on people, not someone who gatekeeps them, you know. I don't know why, but I just feel like when I'm gatekeeping something, I feel bad, pero na-realize ko na I'm just parang response naman siya ng katawan ko kasi I don't want my personal space to be invaded, like for example TXT, like they're my safe space, as in super safe space, like anything I watch about them, sobrang I feel home. I feel like they're my best friends, like literally my best friends. When something good happens to me, I want them to know. I really want them to know. I mean, alam na may gusto nga akong gawin. Parang every time something good happens to me, I'm gonna message Yeonjun on Instagram. I want to message him na I did this, ganyan. Though it seems shallow to anyone, to some, I wanna do it. Hindi ko naman siya bombard like yung other sasings na talagang fina-flood siya, yung sinaspam siya. Pero ako gusto ko lang para lang masabi ko na kinuwento ko sa kanya. Or even on Weavers, just messaging them on Weavers or posting on Weavers. I feel at ease and I feel happy na nasha-share ko sa kanila yung mga success ko, ganyan. And then parang nakikipagkwentuhan ka talaga sa kanila. Like, that's something good about K-pop talaga. Kasi I loved my Western idols din naman. Pero iba yung closeness ng K-pop idols sa fans nila compared sa Western. Iba talaga. As in, iba yung connection. Iba yung love na nafe-feel mo. Siguro din kasi dahil sobrang active nila. And iba yung way nila of promoting themselves as compared to US. Pero, yeah, ayun. Where was I? So, ayun, high school. Sobrang dami mong makikilalang toxic na tao dyan. As in, toxic na jowa na magiging, eventually magiging ex mo. Tapos, toxic na best friend nung ex mo. Toxic na bago nung ex mo na ikaw ikaw yung ayaw kasi ikaw daw yung sobrang threat ka daw, mga ganon. Tapos yung mga malalaman mo na lang na ayaw pala sa'yo nung high school, pero nung buong high school pinakisamahan ka. Yung mga ganon, minsan ma-hurt ka kasi parang you really treated that person as your friend, pero malalaman mo na, oh my god, this is what they thought of you pala. And they really didn't want to hang out with you. Parang they were just forced kasi you were there, you were near, you were convenient, so they're forced to hang out with you, but they didn't 100% want it. So sad. So sad. Ah, and maybe it's because sometimes iniisip mo na sila yung toxic, pero sometimes what if ikaw pala yung toxic, no? Naisip ko yun lagi. Sabi ko nung una, ay, hindi sila yung toxic kasi sila yung ganito, sila yung may hindi ano, napifeel ko ganyan. Pero may realize mo, oh my god, what if I'm the one who's toxic? What if I'm the one they don't want kasi ako pala yung nagbibigay ng bad vibes sa lahat? Oh my god, ako pala yung nagpapapangit ng kwentuhan kasi lagi kong sinasamahan ng masamang experiences ko and ng bad past ko. Pero yeah, if you ever come across that thought, address it, acknowledge it, and work on yourself and try to be alone muna if naisip mo na ikaw pala yung may mali, kasi mawo-work on mo yon alone lang. Parang hindi mo kailangan ng tao para i-decipher kung anong mali sa'yo. Ma-realize mo yon na may isip mo yon mag-isa, uminom ka lang hindi mo, kapag may alcohol kasi iba yung ano sa akin, na parang kasi pag may alak mapapa-English ka eh, diba? So mapapaisip mo, oh, what's wrong with me, why do they not want to hang out with me anymore, why do they leave me, do people think I'm a pushover or something, yung mga ganon. So papaisip ka na, oh, this is what I did, maybe it made her feel bad, oh, this is what I did, baka kaya she felt uncomfortable, yung mga ganon. So totoo yung mga ganong realizations, lalo na pag gabi, 9 PM onwards, diba? Totoo yun eh. Dati sasabihin ko mga at 1 AM dun lang ako wise, pero narealize ko after 9 PM parang dun palang nag-uumpisa na yung late night thoughts ko. Parang sabi ko, oh my god, oo nga, anong ginagawa ko sa buhay ko, anong nangyayari sa buhay ko ngayon, okay pa ba ako, do I treat people badly, do I treat them the way they deserve to be treated, or do I treat them the way I want to treat them. Kakaiba kasi yan eh, parang the way you want to treat people is based on what you feel towards them. You treat them the way they deserve, it depends on the person. You treat them badly, nasa sayo na yan, gets ba? So ayun, though aminin natin kahit sobrang toxic na mga tao ng high school, you really can't compare them to anyone you've met all your life. Parang babalik ka talaga sa memories mo nung high school na ito yung ginawa nyo, na sobrang bata nyo pero naisip nyo itong gawin, and parang feeling mo hindi kompleto yung life mo if hindi siya nangyari. Though ang dami nagsasabi na hindi na ako babalik sa high school, hindi ko nagagawin uli yung mga pinagagawa ko doon na katangahan, pero I realize mo, if it weren't for those katangahans, you won't be the person you are now and you won't be wiser. Parang if you didn't do this certain thing, your life would have been totally different. As in, totally different. Ayan lang naman. Ay, sa relationships naman, balik tayo. Alam mo kasi, diba, lagi sinasabi ng mga tao, anong reason ng breakup? Parang tatanungin, ba't kayo nag-break ganyan? Sasabihin, toxic na eh. Ito lagi ko ito napapanood sa Showtime pag nakikinig ako na tinatanong si Meme Vice na, oh, ba't kayo nag-break ng jowa mo ganyan? Tapos sasabihin ng girl, toxic na po eh. Tapos sasabihin ni Meme, what's your definition ba of toxic? Sa millennials daw kasi sobrang rampant ng toxic. Like, konting kibot lang daw ng boss, toxic na. Konting kibot ng friend, toxic na ganyan. So naiinis daw siya, and na-realize ko, oo nga, parang ang sensitive nating mga millennials or nating mga Gen Z to anything, parang konting kibot lang magka-cancel, konting sabihin lang ni ganito, mali ka agad. Parang people keep putting words into our mouths na, like, why? Parang, I didn't even say it. Parang, when I say I like apples, don't say I don't like bananas. May ganong ano, diba? May ganong parang Tumblr post eh, sinabi ko lang. Parang if I say something na I like person X, it doesn't mean I don't like person Y. Parang, it's just that I like person X. You know? Alam mo yun, parang lagi sinasabi ng mga, parang if you don't say something good about their interests, they're gonna think na you hate it. So, just do whatever you wanna do. Parang, we don't need to please anyone. Yeah. So, yun nga, sa relationships, may toxic phase kasi talaga sa relationships eh. Parang, it's not always naman na masaya. Totoo yun eh, parang lagi kasi iniisip na iba. Parang, pag may jowa ka, lagi lang masaya kasi nga, yung social media ang lalana ng pag-portray sa relationships, like, supposed to be this romantic picnic dates, movie nights, random coffee dates, late at night, yung mga ganon, and random flowers just because. Ganon, parang yun na yung ina-expect ng mga tao na parang, pag na-realize ng mga tao na, ay, hindi pala laging ganon. Nagsasawa na sila. Parang, bakit? Parang, if you really love a person, you should be there all throughout, like, even when they're at their ugliest, when they're ugly crying, when they're grieving, when they're at their lowest point, you have to be there for them. That's what I feel towards my idols. As in, no matter how sad you become, I'll be there for you. As in, I'll be right beside you. I'll be here until you feel okay. Ba't ako naiiyak? Hello! Kasi there's this one face na bomb, you really felt down and it wasn't there for him. Like, it was Blue Our Era, like October 2020. It was when he didn't feel his best. He felt like he lost his purpose. He was questioning whether it was right na he decided to be an idol. Kasi initially, he didn't decide to be an idol. He just wanted to be part of a band because he plays guitar. I was really sad when I knew about that. I even cried to sleep. Cried myself to sleep kasi I'm so sad. Why wasn't I there for them? For him? Though I know naman the four guys were there for him. I felt sad na as his fan now. Parang I felt bad. I wasn't there for him. Parang I could have seen him become his bubbly self again. Kasi he's happy now. And I'm really so happy kasi he keeps on saying na he's at his happiest right now. He's the happiest he's ever been. And I'm really so happy to hear that. And I just really want all the happiness in the world for him. And I just, I don't know. Parang even if it doesn't involve me personally, I just really want him to be happy. Because I mean, it's really impossible to date your idols. Hello. And they only see us as fans. But they love us. Stop that argument that they only love you because it's their job. Yeah, it's their job, but it doesn't mean that they can't feel affection towards us. Kasi, I mean, na natin, if it weren't for fans, they won't be successful, di ba? Kasi the charts do the thing eh. They say everything. The sales, they say everything. Pero, it doesn't mean naman na if you don't have sales, hindi ka na magaling. Kasi, maraming underrated artists. Anyway, so, yeah, that's what I feel towards BOMGYU and the four towards TXT. I really feel na they deserve the world. Like, I hate seeing them cry. As in, when I see them cry, I cry too. Like, when they're crying, I feel like ugly crying also. Parang sabi ko, oh, they don't deserve this. Parang they've been nothing but a good person. I know they have had their fair share of, you know, having bad days and not being at their best. Kaya nakakapagsungit din sila. Pero lahat naman tayo ganun. Tao naman din sila. So, narealize ko, no one deserves to be this sad. Kapag may nafe-feel silang hindi maganda, nasasad ako. Pag may sakit sila, nasasad ako. And I think that's love. Even though it's parasocial. That's love. And I hope wala nang mag-invalidate nun. Just because hindi nila na experience and hindi nila gets. So, ayun na nga. The toxic phase kasi sa isang relationship, it's either a sign or a test. It's either a sign na will tell you if it's not for you, na you need to get out. Or it's a test to see how much you're willing to fight for it. I feel like at some point, I mean, once in your life, at least you need to fight eh. If you really want something. Pero, like what I said nga, I'm just so done forcing things. Parang, it's best if we just let things flow. Go with the flow ka lang. Ganun. And, I don't think naman na may masama dun. Parang, kaysa naman ipagpilita mo yung sarili mo into something na not meant for you. Parang, it's not fighting for what you want na eh. Parang, it's forcing yourself into something that's not meant. Magkaiba kasi yun eh. Parang, fighting for something that you want. Parang, fighting for your loved one and ganyan. Pero, it's not working anymore. Bakit pa, no? So, ayun lang naman. So what I think about toxicity. And, ang dami ko pa feeling ko masasabi about being toxic. Pero I feel like I need to talk to someone about it. So, hindi ko sure. Pero gusto ko tong gawa ng part 2. Kasi I feel like I'm not at my best right now. And my thoughts are scattered. So, hindi ko mag-gather lahat. Pero hopefully naman, may mga nakagets na mga gusto kong sabihin. And, yeah! Thank you, guys! Thank you. This is the second episode I'm recording today. Share ko lang. And, oh my God, come to think of it, anong oras na? Pero may laman pa yung utak ko. Na-squeeze ko pa siya. Dami ko pang naalala. Kahit kanina pa ako code ng code. Oh my God, biga na yung utak ko, be. Anyway, thank you, guys! Don't forget to tag me if you wanna tag me na you're listening to my podcast. Tag me at LoveMelaThePodcast and at MelaRH. Because you know, I love it when people tag me now they're listening to my podcast. And yeah, it's just so flattering. And yeah, thanks guys. Don't forget to follow me and rate this podcast. Bye-bye.